Yes, my name is Lisa Sarabi, and I'm the founder of Helping Families Monthly.
What inspired you to create Helping Families Monthly?
I think two events. The first event was when I visited Afghanistan in 2019, and I just saw how Afghans were living in very difficult positions. They didn't have access to the clean water or AC heater system, didn't have electricity, it would come and go. They didn't have, the women didn't have hygiene products. People sleep on the floor, they eat on the floor. The majority of the bathrooms were unsanitary, similar to the porta potties where you can't flush or wash your hands properly. And some people didn't even have toilet paper. And so these are blessings that we in America take advantage of. I mean, who would thought that toilet paper, having access to clean water, would be a blessing, right? We
Right.
turn our water and one handle turns it hot, the other handle turns it cold. But over there, you have to heat up the water. So, you know, we have the running water and electricity 24/7, you know, just to name a few of the blessings that we have. So when I got back to Virginia, a group of my friends and I thought that, why don't we just donate like $10 per month? That's going to be, if 10 people donated just $10 per month, that would be $100 for our family in Afghanistan that they could then use towards their food or hygiene products or toilets or other basic needs. And so that's how we came up with the name. That's what kind of inspired us. Because originally I thought, you know, I'm just set up GoFundMe and help just two families. We just originally had two families, but they're like, let's just, you know, do it like on a monthly basis. And so that was the first thing that inspired me, is having like a monthly basic program for people to help. And then in here in 2020, right when COVID was hot, I was a mom of a 22-month-old and a newborn. And I decided to quit my job and stay at home and take care of my kids. But just 10 days later, my husband got laid off. And we were born in the 90s, so we never thought we'd be in that situation. And we're like, you know, it's fine. We'll just apply to like food stamp or, you know, Medicaid. We never got food stamp. I don't know why. Our unemployment, which they advertise as you would get 50% of the pay. We're like, okay, we're 90. We're going to get a good amount of unemployment, right? Totaling between me and my husband, we only got like $2,000 per month. And that's only enough for rent. We didn't have money for our food. We didn't have money for diapers or other bills. And so I felt like the government failed us, especially me, a U.S. citizen who worked for the federal government for several years. And so I started this nonprofit to just help other people who were struggling like me in the U.S. or who didn't get the benefits, or, you know, people in Afghanistan who didn't have access to a lot of the blessings that we have. And so those are the two events that really inspired me to start this nonprofit.
Yeah, how does helping others help your own healing process?
I think it makes me feel good knowing that I can help them when I didn't have anyone to kind of help me. I did go to other nonprofits for help, but I know at that time, you know, and most nonprofits give you like non-perishables. And so what makes our nonprofit different is that I ask the family what they need, because sometimes they might not eat a certain cereal that we give them, right? So it either ends up being in the trash or they give to someone else. So what's the benefit of giving the food that they cannot use or they don't need? And so it makes me feel good knowing that I can give them things that they can actually use. So we give the people fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, halal meat, ethnic foods. Because sometimes, for example, one person might eat eggplant, another person might not. So I don't want to just give them something that they're like, well, what is this? You know, I don't want to use this. Or we give them a lot of non-perishables without like the dairy products. Like if I give someone cereal, I want to make sure I give them the milk too. And so when I saw other organizations, you know, and when I was in that situation where I would go to nonprofits and I would get the non-perishables, I'm like, well, great, I have cereal. Now, where's the milk, right? Okay, I have pasta, but how many times can I eat pasta? You know, my daughter wants, so maybe she wants strawberry, but they cannot give me that. And so it makes me feel good knowing that I can provide for the families for what they actually need than just giving them random items or generalized item that they might not use.
With getting the right foods and, like you said earlier, the right toilet paper and stuff like that, how does stuff like that help people's confidence levels?
You know, the one thing that our nonprofit is a little bit different is that we don't set a limit on how many times they can come to us. And that makes a difference, because I know when I was in a situation and I would go to nonprofit, well, they're like, you can only come once a month. Okay, well, what if I need food more than once a month? You know, this might not last me a whole month. So where do I go next? You know, in every nonprofit that you go through, you fill out the paperwork. Hey, you can only get food from Loudoun County, you know, only one nonprofit. Okay, well, so what do I do for the rest of the month? And so people can confidently come to us as many times as they want. And without feeling that, oh, you know, I only asked for a little bit this time because my fridge space was a little bit, I didn't have enough fridge space, so I only asked for a little bit of food, but now that little bit of food is gone. So can I go to her again? I feel like they can confidently come to me and ask me. I always said, I'm like, you can come to me as many times as you want, especially with diapers. People need diapers all the time. And there was a great organization that used to give us diapers. I don't want to name them, but it would not be enough, and I needed to last my daughter a lot longer. I had two newborns. Or they would give hygiene products. Okay, well, this hygiene products is not lasting me a long time. And so I feel like that can make people feel confident knowing that they can come to us and they can ask us with whatever they need. And we cannot give like 100% of the items on the list, but we do our best to give them the majority of what they need. And so that definitely makes them feel good that, hey, I don't have to just go to one organization. They can maybe get the non-perishables from a different organization because most nonprofits have those, but we give those the fresh fruits, the halal meat. And so and I've had a lot of people come from other counties. They're like, our county doesn't provide these things. Can you please provide it for me? And the majority of the time I do, I'm like, hey, it's fine. This month we don't have anyone in our list. So let me just help you. And so I feel like that makes them feel really good knowing that there will always be a nonprofit that can provide them with whatever they need.
How does it feel for you to help others?
It feels great. Especially since I can understand the situation because I wasn't one. And I feel like I have a lot of empathy. And so when people share their story, it's very difficult for me to say no. And I can understand what they're going through. And I struggle. We use our savings for a long time until I finally got a job, and people might not have that savings. We were not ready, but luckily we had something, but no one can predict that in the future they're gonna have a job loss or they're gonna get fired or they're gonna get laid off. And so they might not have that saving that they could help them. I had family and friends that kind of did help me, which really I feel like I was very supported in my situation, not from the government, but from my community. And so I want people to feel that, hey, there is a community that cares for them and there are people that, can help them when the government, for example, fails them because unemployment, people getting money from unemployment has been terrible. I've heard people who said that they've got less or just couldn't ever file for unemployment and you can never find someone to really help you. So it's like when you can't get money from where you deserve, then where can you go? And so I feel it feels great for me to, for them, for me to know that they can come to me anytime and that I'm able to help them. And because I was in a situation, I can understand them and have empathy towards them as opposed to like, oh, here's a number of people that I would have to help. Just give them these items and then, goodbye. So I feel like we have that communication too, and that makes a difference.
What has the feedback been like?
It's been great, especially for the women here who need diapers. I don't think I ever turn anyone away for food. I don't really like to vet for it either. I know a lot of people have said you need to vet for them. If someone really needs food, do I want to vet them for a gallon of milk, or do I want to just give them that gallon of milk? I feel like it's the feedback has been great with people here, and especially with our projects back in Afghanistan. We help at least like 8 or 10 families per month, and it's been great because we're able to provide them with rice, flour, and oil. These are things that they use every single day that the common people or the poor people cannot afford. And so for us to be able to provide that for them on a monthly basis makes them feel good knowing that, hey, every month I'm going to have this and then I can just worry about the fruits or vegetables. I can maybe provide those on my own or find a way to get those. But the bigger items, which they really struggle with, is these three items. So I feel like the feedback has been great because they've always would, sometimes leave me a message or just call us and just thank us. And they're like, we made so much prayers for you. We can't believe that you really helped us, every month. Some nonprofits are like, we're going to help them once a year. And then that's it. And so they're like, we really appreciate the fact that you give us these three items because we use it all the time and they're very expensive. And so the feedback has been great with both our projects in Afghanistan or in the US.
You talked about it a little bit, but what motivates you?
I think just maybe because of my own struggles, I feel like that kind of motivated me to help those that were struggling the same way that I was. I just kind of put my shoes, my feet, in their shoes and just kind of like, they're going through a hard time. What can I do? And if I have the ability, can I do that? And the other thing that kind of motivated me is my religion. So in Islam, charity is rewarded. We consider it very important. One of our pillar is called zakat, which means that we give a small percentage of our what we make to help the poor. Those are the orphans, the widows, the poor people. And so that's huge because I can fulfill my religious requirements through helping other people. And it also, we get rewarded for it. And also because I struggled and I know what it's like for these people to go through a hard time. So both the religion and my struggling in the past kind of motivated me a lot and still motivates me to continue to helping those people because we get rewarded for even the smaller deeds. So even if I cannot do a lot, if I can just have one family per month, that's a huge motivation for me that, hey, I help one person, I help one family. I did something this month. And I feel like it makes me feel good, but also like motivates me. And now that my daughters are growing and they're asking me, I feel like this it motivates them and I want to do things to kind of inspire them to kind of install this like helping other people and charity in their mind as well.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
Oh, I think that's the first thing that you're the first person that asked me that about mental health. And I feel like we don't talk a lot about mental health.
Right.
Because I have a lot of empathy, I feel that I might put the mental health at the bottom of my list. I'm a mom of three girls, so my oldest one is going to be 6 this month, and then I have a 4-year-old and an 8-month. So for those that are mom, that you're constantly struggling, with the kids, making sure that I feed them right, was I too harsh on them? I'm constantly thinking about my kids, making sure the house is clean, and then with the nonprofit, making sure that I help other people in need. So I feel like my mental health for a long time was at the bottom of my list, and now that I've realized it, I want to do more to improve. So self-care is very important. There's been time where I worked so hard for other people that I got sick, and that's God's way of showing us that you need to slow down and take care of yourself and then help other people. So now I'm starting to realize that and want to take care of myself and do self-care. My husband helps me a lot with the kids, and I feel like that's really great. Some of my friends have even offered to like, hey, I can babysit while you just, go out on a date or just rest or just relax, or hey, let me cook a food for you. So I feel like the community and my family has been very supportive of that, and so that's it's a work in progress, I would say. Yeah.
What are some of the things you've learned from your girls?
Sometimes if my daughter would see someone with a sign, like, we're out shopping, they're like, why can't we help them? And I'm like, well, we can't help everybody, but let's just do with the small amount we have. So I try to teach her about, budgeting, like, hey, we have $300, for example. I can help these two people who requested help, but I cannot help a third person. But I feel like they make me want to do more. They're like, I want to do more. Could we maybe ask what they need? Could we maybe just give them a toy? They're six or thinking about toys. But it's cute because I see the innocence, but at the same time, they see me helping people and said they want to do the same thing. So just teaching them the right thing, because at the same time, I don't want, there's a lot of scams out there. I don't want them to be helping random people, but at the same time, I want them to know there's a process to it and there's a budget. And there's a legal way of doing things. And they're young, so they don't understand it. But, I'm learning a lot of things from them, and just, I feel like they really inspire me to do more. And they have their own cute ways of doing certain things. So I feel like as a mom, I feel like you're always learning things about your kids and what they like, what they don't like. And when they see me helping, they want to do the same thing. And it makes me feel really great that they want to do, they want to help other people. Or they see someone struggling, they know the signs of like, hey, that person needs help. So yeah.
So where do you want to see helping families monthly in the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
So right now we're very small, and we don't get a lot. Everything is volunteer based, but we don't have a lot of volunteers, especially for people in Afghanistan. We have currently two or three people that's helping us with the projects back home. But in the next 3 4 years, I really want to be able to write proposals and get grants. That's something that we've been a little bit behind, and I've been wanting to do this, I guess, for a good 2 years now. We've been really struggling with writing grants. I think for me, my family came first because my kids were young. I want to focus on them. And I was pregnant in between when we started nonprofit. In 2021 is when we got registered. I had, two young toddlers, and after I got pregnant, now I have another 8 months. So I feel like my focus was on my family, but now that they're getting a little bit older, and I can concentrate more on my nonprofit. That's the one thing that I want to see them, my nonprofit, going through is getting more grants, writing more proposals, hopefully having more helpers. And we do need like some more board members to join our team and to make our nonprofit grow. So I definitely want to see our nonprofit growing in the next few years. And I want to be able to do more and help more people.
How can people reach out and learn more?
So we have a website, so anyone can go to helpingfamiliesmonthly.org. They can also email us at helpingfamiliesmonthly at gmail.com. We also have a Facebook, which is Helping Families Monthly. And so I'm quite active with the social media. We do have an Instagram and LinkedIn as well, but I'm mostly posting a lot on Facebook. But these 3 ways, either through our website, either through our Facebook, or either through our email, people can request help, or they can request to donate.